Hello, Catalyst community. We've had the question, what are the big five? What are the 1% insights from our 52 episodes this year that bubbled to the top? Of everything that our incredible guests shared, what are the five? I think you'll be surprised by the answer, and we appreciate you tuning in to find out what they are. Welcome to this very abbreviated year-end episode of the Catalyst 360 podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Cooper of Catalyst Coaching 360, and we're so grateful for our listeners, our partners, and our students. If you're an employer, benefit consultant, EAP, or wellness provider who isn't familiar with the 18-year best-in-class coaching history of Catalyst and would like to learn more, please reach out. Results@catalystcoaching360.com. Or for those of you who may be considering pursuing certification as a health and wellness coach, pop over to our institute site, catalystcoachinginstitute.com, and you'll find all the details about the upcoming certification there. So that's enough paying the bills. Let's get into the Catalyst 1%. The five biggest insights from our 52 weeks of podcast episodes with some of the best and brightest on the planet. And yes, we will provide direct links to the episodes mentioned here if you'd like to dig in further. Number one, start with a clear personal vision. While most people focus on goals, the most successful among us begin with a clear vision of who they are becoming. Goals may follow in a supportive role, but the magic is in creating a crystal clear personal vision. We did a whole episode on this process if it's something that's new to you. Number two, the key to a better sleep might just be less time in bed. Dr. Jade Wu, author of Hello Sleep, woke us up to the fact that we're aiming to be asleep 85 to 90-ish% of the time we spend in bed, not 100%. Expecting perfect sleep isn't just unrealistic, it can be damaging. We all wake up multiple times during the night, and that's not just you. Believe me, it's essentially all of us. And while we aren't expecting 100% sleep time, if we're under 85%, the key might just be spending less instead of more time in bed. And yes, she shares how to track that figure most accurately in the discussion we had. Number three, it's not the number of servings of vegetables that matter most. It's the variety of those veggies. Dr. Chris Lowry certainly isn't against us targeting that 5 to 7 daily servings of our favorite veggies. However, to optimize our gut microbiome and the extensive resultant physiological and cognitive benefits we're all hearing so much about, we're far better off counting our number of different vegetables each week rather than simply our number of servings. And here's a take-home tip. Instead of buying a whole bunch of veggies that are going to go bad before they're eaten, find a grocery store with one of those massive salad bars. Take that box and put just a little bit of everything into that box, and then simply add a little to your meals throughout the week. It's a simple, cost-effective way to integrate 25, 30, or even more varieties in your routine and reap the benefits. Number four, turn each life transition into a graduation. Bob Hopman caught us off guard in referring to his recent retirement as a graduation. Then he went on to explain that any transition viewed as an escape from something, whether it be a job, a relationship, school, or anything else, leaves a gaping hole that generally goes unfilled. In contrast, by seeing these transitions as a graduation from one phase to the next, we naturally view it as a movement forward, building upon the foundation that was laid in the prior phase of life. Extremely powerful message that we can apply to any aspect of life. And finally, number five, drop the self-discipline. Okay, that may be going a little bit too far, but if we're depending on discipline and grit to make healthier and performance-enhancing decisions, we're likely failing. Yes, sometimes we need to implement some discipline. However, we've been fortunate to have a who's who's list of behavior change specialists ranging from Drs. Wendy Wood and BJ Fogg to Drs. Kelly McGonigal and William Miller on the podcast. The common thread? Make the better choice the easy choice. I like to refer to it as the ABCs. Automate the better choice. Remember your ABCs, and success becomes built into your DNA. So there you have it. The Catalyst 1% from our amazing lineup of guests on the Catalyst 360 podcast over the past year. Thank you for being a part of the Catalyst community and for being a catalyst daily for a world very much in need. Make it a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you soon on another episode of the Catalyst 360 podcast, or maybe over on the YouTube coaching channel.